Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up in this hour, we're talking about delegates, and more delegates. You know, the DVDs come out on Tuesday, and I was looking at some of the movies. A Warrior's Heart, Ben-Hur, Pool Boy, The Elephant in the Room, and I thought, this kind of applies to the four candidates who are left who are running. Missouri, Minnesota, Colorado, Rick Santorum, a huge night for him, for his campaign anyway, with wins in a non-binding Missouri primary and Minnesota caucuses in Colorado. So the good news for Santorum is he catches a little of that mojo in a bottle, meaning it's kind of like Red Bull. I guess I keep on going. I guess I keep trying to play this game if I really want to finish in the end. So Colorado, they're still counting. The polls are closed, but they have 78% reporting. Missouri, Minnesota declared Santorum's. Missouri 100% naturally, and Minnesota with well over 90%. So it's Rick Santorum's day. But what does that mean in the overall delegate count? It's worth mentioning here, just keep this number in your head. The race is to get to 1,144, ladies and gentlemen, and you win the prize to race against President Barack Obama. You win a seat at the big game, the Super Bowl of politics, the Republican convention in Tampa. So Mitt Romney has 101 delegates, Newt Gingrich, 32 delegates, Rick Santorum, 30 delegates, and Ron Paul has 9 delegates. Coming up next, it's Maine in 3 days. Ron Paul was pretty impressive, though. People in Minnesota really jumping on the Ron Paul bandwagon. He finished second to Rick Santorum. I mean, you know, he's still in there. He's still within striking distance. The Paul campaign pretty happy about where they finished, because you can see now they know how this works, that you get some of this momentum in a bottle, and things can certainly change. Rick Santorum or change. Rick Santorum earlier in the day had this to say about the bickering back and forth. Take a listen.
You see two candidates who aren't talking about the issues, two candidates who are focused on just beating each other up on personal matters that have nothing to do with beating Barack Obama in the fall, which is our primary goal.
Okay, so he's sticking to his story, and that's it. I'm not getting down in the mud with the rest of them. Let Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney go after each other. So Newt Gingrich didn't really pop up in any of this. He was urging people to go and vote, but he wasn't tight in any of these races. So Newt Gingrich talked about a plethora. Do you love that word? A plethora of things earlier in the day. Check it out.
I intend to campaign this fall on the grounds that I would be the best paycheck president and he is the best food stamp president, and you decide which future you want for your children. How many of you would agree that the changes we need start with Barack Obama but are much bigger than just the Oval Office? So we'd have a lot of stuff to do. I don't have Goldman Sachs, and I don't have all of his major donors from Wall Street. But I can arouse people. Yeah. And if we can pit people power against money power, I'm convinced we can win.
Yeah. Newt Gingrich picked up a big endorsement. We go down that lane again. If you think movie stars and politicians that think they're rock stars are big endorsements, take a listen to this little tiny snippet of this person, and can you guess who endorsed Newt Gingrich today? Take a listen.
In the eyes of a ranger, the unsuspecting stranger had better know the truth of wrong from right. 'Cause the eyes of the ranger are upon you. Any wrong you do, he's gonna see. When you're in Texas, look behind you. 'Cause that's where the Rangers gonna be.
Who do you think it is that endorsed him? If you were thinking Chuck Norris, That would be right. Remember, Texas Walker Ranger. However, that could be the kiss of death. Remember, he endorsed Mike Huckabee. That didn't work out so well. And now he's endorsing Newt Gingrich. Do you care what Texas Walker Ranger has to say, throwing his weight to that campaign? I don't know. For me, I mean, really, do celebrity endorsements mean you're going to vote for someone? Oh, gosh, I hope not. I know this is a smart crowd out there. I've listened to the phone calls. I've gone through the emails. And whether I agree or don't agree with some of the things that are said, I think this is a pretty smart audience. And I'm hoping that you weigh your own opinions against the issues and what you think matters the most in this country. I mean, see, ultimately, that's what concerns me about the election in general, is what's happening in this country. What are we turning into? Where do we hope to go? When are we getting off the merry-go-round? And with these bogus unemployment figures that, to me, they don't really show much of, I don't think they show much of a turnaround at all, but people look at the numbers and they don't understand how to interpret those numbers. We've been down this road before, so I don't want to give you a little lecture on really looking at the numbers closely. But when you do that, you see that it's not quite what is being sold. I mean, I wish it was. Listen, if unemployment was down to a minuscule number, wouldn't that be great for everybody? If people weren't underwater in their houses, and I'm not talking about the people who irresponsibly grabbed a bogus, chunky loan for a house that they had no business getting in the first place. I'm talking about everyday Americans who find themselves, who were working a bunch of jobs and who have been making those payments, who now find themselves in a terrible situation where they can't seem to turn the boat around. So I really don't believe that things have gotten that much better in this country. I think the numbers don't really add up. We're still shipping way too much out of the country, and that is killing us. All right, this is official because it's breaking news. We've been following what's happening in Colorado, and Rick Santorum wins the Colorado caucus. So that's caucuses, so that's official. We pretty much said that. We saw that. So it's a big night for the Santorum campaign, as he ran around in all three of those states a lot. He burned up more shoe leather, so he's got it all this time around. What happens in Maine? We have a lot of people listening to us in Maine. How are you feeling about the candidates splashing down in your neck of the woods, and ultimately, where are you going to level your vote? Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about something completely different that I know all of you can relate to as well. Taking a break from politics for a second, and talking about getting hacked into. How many of you have found yourself in a situation, not just the computer? Listen, I've had a couple of things happen. I had the computer thing happen. I lost the iPhone. I didn't have anything hacked into the iPhone. There wasn't a lot of stuff on there, but it still was pretty scary. But I've gone through that process, and especially when somebody gets your information on the computer. And I even got a note in the mail about my Social Security number could be compromised for my college. It turned out it wasn't, thank goodness. And now, because you look at your car and it's electronic, there's also a chance that your car could be hacked into. What in the world is going on out there? We're going to talk to a hacking expert next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Wow, something we can all relate to. So scary, the kind of security you have to have nowadays to prevent, you know, your life from being hacked apart. No joke. Cars, the latest thing. You think of your cell phone, you think of course, the computer, and now this concern over cars and car thieves. Not that we didn't worry about that before, but boy, there's a real security weakness that they can exploit, and they are exploiting. Perfect time to have Jeff Farr on the show. He's a hacking expert. He's got a whole system, Farr Systems. If you go to farrsystems.com, you can check it out. Jeff, I'm sure this is your game, so you're a cybersecurity expert and hacking expert guy, and so it was a matter of time. But boy, from what I understand from some of the cops that I've talked to around the country, this thing is widespread. There's all kinds of ways and all kinds of car thieves out there that just are just salivating at the chance to get your car. Why is it so widespread? What's happening?
Well, I think the problem is we're putting more and more electronics. That's some a problem and some a good thing. We're putting more and more electronics in the modern vehicle. It wasn't too long ago that we, wasn't very long ago at all, that we just had an electronic, a fob to open the door. And now it's just getting more and more and more sophisticated. And that gives more opportunities, more doors for hackers to come in.
Yeah, boy, and more. And so it's easy for them. What do they do? It's easy to encrypt what you have, hypothetically. Is that what it is?
Well, it's not so much encrypt. It all depends on the motivation of the hacker. Okay, so that I can take that a little bit. If someone is just trying to get in and look for your CDs or whatever is in your car, that's just more of a breaking and entering kind of a thing. If somebody's actually trying to steal your car, that's kind of a different motivator. And that'll be a more sophisticated hacker. So a lot of times when we're looking at this, we're actually trying to look at what type of person is trying to get in and what vulnerabilities are they looking to exploit.
Yeah, so what would you advise? I mean, what can we do? That's what I want to know. If you tell me, give me the ABCs, what do I do, Jeff, to protect myself and my car?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, number one, this is an automotive industry problem. It's not like it's just, Ford or it's just Chevy. This is, in general, as these cars are getting more sophisticated, more electronics, they're racing to get the new feature. What they are don't have the time or the effort or not putting the effort into yet is how do I keep all this stuff secure? All this stuff talks to each other. So it's not so much the end consumer is going to have to solve this. The automotive industry has to solve this as a whole. And it's a big push right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, you know, I mentioned your website, Far Assistance, and your whole thing is about getting in front of this is what I think. That's what I take it to mean. You know, better business outcome. So if that's a better business outcome, then it's being, you know, transforming it yourself to realize, okay, here's some things that you can do. What do you tell, like, let's say you have a company, because we know the computer is the main thing, getting into the computer, if we switch from the car to the computer, what do you tell IT teams about developing some kind of strategy or something that they can do to be more on alert for some of the things that can happen to your systems?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that happens is, everybody is, all companies, everybody is worried about, you know, the bottom line, the dollar. And so security tends to be one of those things that does not get elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to put a new system, or you're trying to new features, whatever, and security lags. Then what we try to do is, all right, guys, let's talk about what are the risks. What would happen if all of a sudden there was a widespread, back to our automotive, what if there's a widespread way to get into a car easily, or maybe to manipulate the braking system or something of that nature? What would that do to the company, to the brand? Then all of a sudden it gets in perspective. This is a big deal. Then you can start get the companies to say, wait a minute, we need to focus our time, effort, and our money. This is an insurance policy, if nothing else. I think that's really one of the ways we go at trying to get a company to see the importance of this issue.
Right, because if what does it cost them versus what security costs you, this is something that you can't think about that, oh, don't worry about it, because this is something that could cost you maybe in some cases hundreds and thousands of dollars, or, you know, maybe millions. I mean, it depends on what you do for a living, what the company is. I noticed because I went to your website and I was checking out some cases that you worked on. I saw something about the Boy Scouts of America and trying to help them and, you know, what their strategy was. What did you do for them specifically that some other companies could also use?
Well, you know, we've done Boy Scouts have been a long-time client of ours, and we've done multiple things for them. One of the things that kind of fits in this whole hacking security thing that I think is you know, not necessarily unique, but it's very important to the Boy Scouts, is they have, you know, children. I mean,
yeah.
So security is a very big issue about if you're going to have someone's child's name, date of birth, you know, address, phone numbers, things like that. So they take that very seriously. And so when we were looking at a content management system or as you would say, like the website presence for Boy Scouts, one of the things they wanted to do was to, like any company, they wanted to make it more fun, you know, kind of a Disney kind of thing or something to draw, you know, boys to scouting. And we spent a huge amount of time talking about the security issues of what can and can't happen. When do you have to have parental consent? You know, those kinds of issues. And so that was one of the things we did with Boy Scouts that turned out very successful.
Yeah, no kidding. That's great. And then, you know what? And that makes me think of these universities. There were a lot of there was a bunch of universities that were hacked into, and people were sent notices saying, gee, sorry, here's what happened. Your social security number could have been compromised. We don't know, blah, blah, blah. And that's happened a bunch, you know, not just in universities, but we've seen this happen in other companies too as well. And then they're stuck and they've got to send these letters out. And then ultimately when you're the person that gets that letter because your information was on file somewhere, really there's not much you can do. You just have to hope that something disastrous doesn't happen, that they don't take your, because, I mean, Jeff, isn't this true? It's your, when you're talking about, like, Social Security numbers, that's the key. That's the Holy Grail. Yeah, that's the Holy Grail. You don't want anyone to get that, because if they get in there, they can just do serious damage. And does that happen more than we think?
Oh, it absolutely does. And two things that you said I think are very key. That gets back to that motivated, you know, what is this particular motivator? Someone who hacks a website can be a teenager, can be a college kid, and it's basically vandalism. You know, they'll put up porn on a website, you know, kind of a thing, but they're not looking to financially gain. When you get into identity theft and someone starts to get Social Security numbers or their birth dates, those kinds of things, then that gets more into organized crime, and it is it's a huge industry. It's also much safer for those type of criminals because they can go get a gun, go down to the convenience store, and hold somebody up. Well, that's dangerous and very risky, and the police are definitely going to get involved. If they get somebody's credit card number and charge, you know, $1,000 worth of electronics, number one, they're probably not going to get caught. Number two, it's too much trouble, and nobody was really in any serious danger. So, you know, when we look at the hacking, we look at both who's doing it and for what reasons. We also look at how easy is it and what are the targets and those kinds of things. One of the things you said, we talked about Social Security numbers, that's an identity theft. It's huge. Going back to the part about when a company has a breach.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Somebody went to the airport, somebody stole their laptop or they lost their laptop, and there was customer data on the laptop. It happens all the time. The problem with that is for the company to find those all of that data, and there's a process they have to go through to identify the end-user customer and notify them that they have been compromised. Is extremely expensive. For a lot of companies, that gets into the millions of dollars to remediate that. So it's a very, very costly and important problem that they all pay attention to.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I didn't even think about it from that aspect, but from the litigation side of it, it makes sense because of the damage they could do to so many customers in these companies. Wow, yeah, and it happens all the time, like you said. So be safe. That's the key message here, I'm certain. Jeff Farr, hacking expert, certainly. Check out Farr Systems, some of the stuff that we were just talking about, .com. Jeff, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Things more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Coming up, we got a dungeon move related to the Super Bowl and the Patriots. It's a good one. You don't want to miss it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Before we do that, though, we're going to go to our pal Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's shaking in your world?
Looks like Mitt Romney's biting the dust.
Yeah, how about that? The so-called establishment guy, you're not going to foist him on us. They went for Santorum in, one, a non-binding thing when it comes to Missouri. But then you've got delegates, some of the delegates that went Santorum's way. So it was a big night for him.
He won Colorado, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he won Colorado, so
yeah.
He won all three.
And did Ron Paul come in second?
He came in second. It was a big night for Ron Paul.
He came in third, so he might have to do some thinking or doing something. Get his tank dogs out again or something.
Time for some negative campaign ads coming your way soon.
Yeah, he's going to have to send his hatchet man out there and try to do something to him. But I don't think he got too much on Rick Santorum. I mean,
No, I don't think there. Yeah. You talked to somebody in Pennsylvania and they got some things on Rick Santorum. And remember, he has a voting record, so there are things that people won't agree with, but from just, if you strictly wanted to look on a scorecard of conservatism, he meets the criteria. He does.
Yeah.
He meets the criteria. There's not much you can get on him there. And, you know, he's Catholic, so you look at what he's had to say about this contraception issue and life, and he's pro-life and all that. So there are a lot of things about Santorum that would make him pretty palatable to the people who would who are going to go and vote. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been watching these teenagers with that Tourette syndrome or whatever they got.
Yeah, there is not Tourette syndrome. They were saying it was related. It's called hysterical It's a hysterical teenage disease that when you get a group of these girls together that they could really affect each other is what they're saying.
I think that's kind of a, I think they're pulling a hoax on everybody. I think they decided to get together and pull something.
Well, no, I don't know that it's a hoax. It does look like a hoax, but any of the parents, they would shoot you down in a second for saying that because they're saying it's true. They've seen it. They've been on all these different news shows. So I don't know. Why would the parents be in cahoots with the teenagers? I get it if the teenagers are doing it, but why would the parents play along?
Parents probably don't know about what they're trying to pull, but I've seen some scientists been watching them, doctors, and they said it's kind of a put-on thing they put on because they all got their makeup on and everything put on TV. Now, how you get the makeup on if you're shaking and twisting and all that? So.
Oh, Rick, a woman can get her makeup on when she's driving 90 miles an hour in a car. Just ask Danica Patrick.
Yeah, but if you shake your head and shaking your arms, that'd be hard to do.
I know. It seems strange to me, too. I agree. I think it seems like an odd thing. But I did look it up, and there is a, quotes, diagnosis of this that's happened in the past before. It is very odd. I agree. I'll give you that.
I think they're doing something more.
To get their 15 minutes of fame because they watched Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Get on YouTube or whatever they try to do.
Well, now that's true. There is that thing now with kids. It is about being famous, getting your 15 minutes however you have to get it, whether you have to jump off a roof, do something on YouTube, whatever it is. I would agree with you. There's something about the celebrity thing that just has drawn in. It seems like almost anyone young, so sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're high school kids, too, so I think
pull a prank.
Yeah, because how does this happen all of a sudden, you know? Well, they're 14, 15-year-olds, and all of a sudden they just have to come up with this, you know, no symptoms at all when they're younger or anything like that, and all of a sudden they got it.
I don't know. Here's what I say. I mean, have you ever been around somebody that makes you go crazy or feel like you're hysterical? Think about this. No. What if you sat next to Sarah Palin in the movies?
Oh.
Pass the popcorn, Mrs. Palin.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that movie to come out. I'm going to front row seat.
You are so bad. Keep two hands on the wheel. Rick, thanks for calling. All right, we move from Rick to Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, long time no talk. How are you?
Long time no what, beautiful?
No talk. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I was just explaining to Matt. He was saying the same thing to me. My daughter gave me this phone. Remember I called you one time and asked you how the voice was? Okay. Well, they went diddy-wuppy, diddy-wuppy down tubes, and every time I try to use it, and call in, if the light would come on and it would ring and then it would go completely dead. So I finally had to switch back to this one that I've got here on the table, and that's what happened. And I'm
all
sorry.
Right, so you're back. No, we're just happy you're back. We noticed, so that's good.
Thank you. I'm glad I was missed.
And
I'm really very, very appreciative of the notoriety that you've given me now.
There you go.
Okay. Santorum, I think, won mainly because of the fact that there is a rebellion in this country against Obama's edict that birth control pills shall be used in any religious hospital whatsoever.
Yeah.
And the Catholics said, oh, yeah, take this, sucker. And so they went out and they showed their support for Santorum. I don't think Gingrich is completely dead. I don't have much faith in Romney, and the reason the people in this country are underwater in their homes is because of the Democrats that were in control during the time of Bill Clinton when Janet Reno told all the banks, well, you better make these loans or we're going to investigate you. Now, I know where the bodies were buried, and as time went by, making loans to people that couldn't pay the loans.
That's ridiculous.
They went under. But at the same time, selling derivatives and bundle all those mortgages and selling those derivatives, that put the hurt on everybody out here like you and me. I lost $95,000 on my property.
I know all of us lost money. Absolutely. It's and infuriating.
I'm not going to get that back. But if you want to get this thing back to square one, get rid of the damn Democrats, and that whole routine that they pulled off with that thing of Bill Clinton put that in with Janet Reno back in it, that was all designed to create people that need the government. Barack Obama has got us to the point where we are the largest time on food stamps in our entire history. They've reversed the welfare programs that we put in under the Republicans, and we're going down the tubes fast. We're spending $1 million a minute in money that we don't have.
Oh, I like that statistic. It's a sad, twisted number, but you're absolutely right. The biggest problem that we have is this deficit and the fact that we cannot figure out a way to cut the government down. I mean, it's just too big. I'm sorry. Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, sick of everything, I always say that, Dan, you have to open your eyes and listen, we got to agree on this. You have got to take an axe to the spending and stop it. They have to stop it. It's out of control.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Dan. So we move from Dan to the dungeon. Here's the scoop on the dungeon. I know all of you men out there love Giselle, and you envy, or at least some of you do, Tom Brady. I mean, on the babe meter, she rates high. Let's face it. That's why she, I think, makes the most of any model out there, or certainly has in her day. But she didn't do herself any favors when she went crazy about the wide receivers, blaming them for losing the Super Bowl, saying, you know, what was she supposed to do? So what's happened is in radio in Boston and all in other parts of the Northeast, people are just swearing, cursing out Giselle. The Boston Herald said, one of the columnists wrote, super foot in her super mouth again. They're calling her Yoko Ono. We've done that. I mean, that's an obvious reference, right? And they are just killing her. I mean, they are killing her in sports radio. They've been calling her Yoko Ono for a long time, but now there is the perfect example of it. So she just threw Wes Welker and Deion Branch and the rest of the receivers under the bus. And Wes Welker, yeah, he should have made that catch, absolutely. But, boy, she kicked him where you're not supposed to kick them. She's definitely not the woman behind the man, if you know what I mean. So, Giselle, baby, I'm sorry you're not used to it, but I think we need to put you in our prison. And Matt Johnson, who would love to get close to Giselle, has a chance to do it by throwing her in there. Go ahead, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I don't know. Does anybody want to defend Giselle? I mean, she's an opinionated woman. She's a German. No, she's a Brazilian woman after all, right? She's a Brazilian woman. And she has opinions, so she's letting her opinions fly. And you know what? The people in Boston do not like it. I'm serious. They are just crucifying her. And I'll tell you what, she wouldn't be welcome in half the... I am not kidding about this. She would not be welcome in half of the pubs in Boston because they were really, really upset when they heard some of the things that she had to say. They are not happy with Mrs. Brady. I mean, they're just killing her, roasting her all over the place. And, you know, here's the thing, that people are calling in saying she should have just kept her mouth shut and have gone on rants. I looked at something earlier today that somebody sent me, Boston.com. It was a blogger who wrote a rant against Tom Brady's wife. It's like 1,500 words. Everybody has something to say about it. She might be worse off than Yoko Ono. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to mix it up, odds and ends.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze, Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
In just a few weeks, the words, "Gentlemen, start your engines," will be emphasized even more when the Super Bowl of NASCAR starts the season off. More on the historic race next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of "what happened today at school," try "what was the best thing that happened today?" The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Daytona 500 is not only the first race of the season, but the most prestigious. All the eyes of the racing world and beyond will watch Florida as the best NASCAR drivers in the world race around the 2.5-mile oval, logging 500 miles and 200 laps. Richard Petty has won the most with 7. He grabbed his first in 1964, his last in 1981. Last year, Trevor Bayne was the first rookie to win, and this year, Danica Patrick gets into the starting lineup thanks to her racing team, Stuart Haas, agreeing with an alliance with Tommy Baldwin Racing. Owner points pushed them over the top, giving her the points she needed to qualify. Patrick will be in the number 10 car. She's just one of the many drivers who fans will watch for the entire day on February 26th to see who takes the checkered flag. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. So as we head for the exits here for this hour of America tonight, quickly just a re-rack for you. Ooh, the Heartland loves Rick Santorum. He's been helped lately by a couple of the issues that are big, bad, and burning across the country. The whole flap over the Komen Foundation, Planned Parenthood, all that sort of stuff. Big when we're talking about contraception, and a lot of people love the fact that he is conservative through and through. However, I could definitely introduce you to some people in Pennsylvania who would disagree with a lot of things that Rick Santorum did as a senator most recently from that area. And some think that he skedaddled just in the nick of time. Regardless, on the national front, Rick Santorum does have some wind in his sails right now, because with the results in Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota, he got all of those. Remember, Missouri non-binding primary, Minnesota some delegates at stake, Colorado delegates at stake, and it's the race for the totals to get enough to push you over the top in the foot race, really, to get to Tampa, to get to the Republican convention, and then be declared ultimately the guy who's going to run against Barack Obama. So in Minnesota, the vote count is interesting to look at, because I want to give Ron Paul's campaign credit. Rick Santorum, if you wanted to look at the actual vote, finished with 20,955. And this is with, you know, 89 or so reporting, because that's still going to drag in. For Ron Paul, 12,675. Behind him, Romney. How about that? You're not used to seeing that. 7,899. Gingrich, 5,000. So the percent of the vote, Santorum, 45%. Ron Paul, 27%. If you looked at the actual delegates, it would be 6-4, 2-1. How's that? 6-4, 2-1. And this is in the great state of Minnesota, the caucuses that we're talking about. And it's the race to get the amount. It's all about the totals. The totals, that's the number they're racing for and toward a number, and they're very aware of the delegates. That's why strategically looking at where to campaign is so big. And it always has been. Am I going to take Florida? Am I concerned about South Carolina? What happens in Iowa, etc.? So officially, Santorum gets Colorado, 26,372 votes. That's 40% of the vote. Mitt Romney, a lot closer, 35%, 22,875. Newt Gingrich, 8,394. Ron Paul, very close to Gingrich in this one, 7,713. So if you're to break down the numbers, Santorum 40, Romney 35%. Santorum 5 delegates, Romney 4, Gingrich 2, and Ron Paul takes one from the handouts there. Next up is Maine, and there's a couple of delegates at stake there. So the band plays on, the show moves on, and eventually we're going to get to Super Tuesday. And then they're talking about a whole bunch of delegates, just under 500, with 10 different states weighing in. And this is on the Republican side. I feel compelled in this version of mixing it up in a, sort of an odds and ends in a way. I mean, it's all odds and ends recently on this show, because there's too many fascinating things that are buzzing around to not touch them, to just ignore them and focus completely on the politics that ail us, that infuriate us. But this is kind of, I think it's a ridiculous thing. Why do we have to have flaps over something that makes no sense to me? So you have a group of Republicans who are protesting the removal of a reference to God in the patch on a logo for the Air Force Rapid Capabilities Office. It's really, you know, the acronym is the RCO. Everybody knows it as the RCO. And what they did is they wrote a letter to the Air Force Secretary and the Chief of Staff, urging them, the Chief of Staff, the General, Norton Schwartz, urging them to restore the logo with the reference to God, because they've had that in there in the past. I mean, it's always been in there. So what happened is they're saying, oh, well, you know, we have to take, the suggestion is we've got to take out any reference to God because it's not fair to others. House Republicans passed a bill last month, if you were paying attention, that allows for religious symbols to be displayed on military memorials and cemeteries. This was a response to a federal appeals court decision that found a cross on a San Diego War memorial was unconstitutional. I don't know. Really, is that ridiculous? I mean, you're free to worship who you want to worship. I never get in anybody's pew, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, whatever anyone believes, whatever particular religion it is, or let's say somebody chooses to be an atheist or an agnostic, whether I agree with that or not, it doesn't matter. It's a personal choice. Why can't we therefore leave things that have been around for a long time? If somebody wants to have a cross on a memorial, why can't they have a cross? Is that a ridiculous argument? How offensive is that? See, it goes too far. The pendulum swings too far in the other direction, and I don't think people should be persecuted because they're Christian either, or they want that reference. It's like the "In God We Trust," the motto. Why can't we just leave things the way they are? Why do we have to mess around with it? It's a waste of time. It makes no sense. And so in this, I really shook it off at first when I heard about the story, but then I looked a little bit further, and the patch has a saying on it in Latin, which is common for military patches, and the translation is "doing God's work with other people's money." They then changed it last month to "doing miracles with other people's money." You know, come on, give me a break here. Why can't they just leave it how it is? This is the thing, First Amendment. We're so picking and choosing what the First Amendment is. And, you know, ultimately taking out, going in the opposite direction. Why do we have to do that as a country? Why do we have to do that? It's like the prayer thing on the field. If somebody wants to say a prayer on the field, if a team say, okay, we're going to have a bow your heads, we're going to have a prayer in the locker room, if somebody really was offended by that, they don't have to bow their heads. No coach is going to jump down their throat. That's not the way these teams roll. So I don't understand why we constantly have to get in the way of this. It just makes no sense. It makes people furious. It divides people where you don't need to necessarily have that division. Why do you have to have that division? It's just a stupid, stupid thing. And so here we go again. And I guess that's why they're protesting it, because they got so many letters from people who said, in the Air Force, why do we have to change this? Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.